Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes.
And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said,
what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, it's Alice Fraser. Today on Top Stories, the moment Hosni Mubarak became an ex-dictator, or did he? Andy and John tried to decode the rumours that were swirling in June 2012.
Top story this week, Hosni health update. Well, what a week it has been for the health of Hosni Mubarak, Andy. If you had money on whether or not he was going to be alive over the last week, then it was a real roller coaster of emotion for you. Because first he was alive, then he was reported dead, then reportedly only nearly dead, then pronounced clinically dead, then pronounced alive again, and now no one seems to know exactly where he is. He's been like a yo-yoing Jesus, Andy, with only slightly more expensive-looking sunglasses.
It's been a classic, as the South Africans would say, a Hosni saga. And, well, you know, he's always split opinion like a cheap banana, yeah. John. And this week, as you said, the 29-time former Egyptian President of the Year has had the world bickering over whether or not he is or isn't dead. Just as for so many years he had the self-same planet squabbling over whether or not he was or wasn't a goodie or a baddie. Is he dead? Mm-hmm. Isn't he dead? If so, how dead is he? Is he irreparably dead, fleetingly dead, spiritually dead, or merely facing just a little bit of a blip in his political career? Time, the persistent and insufferable smug shitbag that she is, will tell.
Initial reports from his doctors were that he'd had a heart attack, then that he'd had a stroke, then that he'd had a heart attack and a stroke. Reports swirled that he had no pulse, that he'd been defibrillated. He was then brain dead, clinically dead, or to put it in Monty Python terms, he was dead parrot dead. This dictator is no more! He has ceased to be! He's expired and gone to meet his maker! He's a stiff! He's kicked a bucket! He's shuffled off his mortal coil, run down the curtain and joined the bleeding choir! Are invisible. This is an ex-dictator. But then, after the doctor's reports, came statements from his lawyers saying that actually he was very much alive. Classic lawyers, Andy.
Yeah, they're the ones that have made the money out of this, aren't they?
I guess that is the fundamental tenet of the legal profession. You have to explore every argument. Is he dead? You have to posit the other side powerfully and strongly. They said he was very much alive, and he in fact just wanted to be moved from prison to the military hospital that he'd been in before. So it just depended who you believe, Mubarak's doctors or his lawyers. And then came the rumours. You started wondering whether he had indeed died, but they were going to try and keep him alive like a human puppet, or whether he hadn't died at all, but had pulled off an Elvis. He'd faked his own death and was currently working in a Starbucks in Arizona. It's hard to know how to react, Andy. You know, I don't want him to be around to hear his own eulogy. That doesn't seem right. So it feels like we kind of got to hold our fire on this one.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of talk on the Bugle Twitter feed of people wondering whether there would be a eulogy this week, which obviously, you know, it didn't just come down to whether or not he was alive or dead, but whether or not he actually merited it. Because let's not forget, John, he was a man.
Good point. Good point.
Who he certainly had flaws, but mm-hmm. Tony Blair, the self-appointed stepson of God, described Mubarak as, quote, immensely courageous and a force for good. And this was about the same time that there were thousands and thousands of people from Egypt on the streets being slightly less complimentary towards the man. And Blair saying that he was immensely courageous and a force for good, mm-hmm. immediately, instinctively, as a citizen of the nation of Blair was Prime Minister of, make you think that Mubarak was a born coward and probably a criminal. The Egyptian people, as I said, had a slightly less complimentary view of the Big H. Maybe they just didn't know him as well as Tony did. You know, maybe you got to see his softer side. And the Egyptian legal system also didn't agree with Blair, if I can correctly read the subtext of his recent conviction for corruption and basically murder. And just shows to show, John, one man's crackpot dictator is another man's bulwark against regional chaos. And in fact, one man's crackpot dictator is often the same man's bulwark against regional chaos that we just have to put up with being a crackpot dictator, or we'll get regional chaos. And the conflicting reports are not helped by Mubarak's own Twitter feeds, at Hosni Mubu, in which he wrote, "What happened? I just woke up in a skip with the remnants of a doner kebab all over my trousers. Hashtag, whose stag night was that anyway?" And then another one saying, "Doc saying I might be clinically dead. Bummer, I am having a bad month. Hashtag, no Wimbledon for me this year."
Oh, very good. Besides, Andy, there now seems to be much more important things going on in Egypt than the debatable beatings of Mubarak's debatable heart. Egypt's election...
Your debatable heart.
Egypt's elections came and went, and they currently find themselves in a depressing democratic limbo. They voted once, Andy. They voted twice. And then, when it looked as though Mohamed Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood were about to win, the army swooped in and basically told everyone to go f*** themselves. It's a tango as old as time. The results of the runoff have been officially delayed now by the election authorities in Egypt. They had been due to be announced on Thursday, but the Election Commission said it needed more time to look into complaints presented by the candidates. The Muslim Brotherhood's Mohamed Morsi and former Prime Minister Ahmed Shafiq both claimed that they won last weekend's vote. Basically, they were like two boxers at the end of a fight, both raising their arms in victory, both battered and bruised, with no one noticing that someone in a military uniform had just run off with the scorecard.
So a year and a bit on from the revolution last year, the situation is not quite optimal democratically. The gloriously peaceful transition to a smoothly functioning democracy that everyone hoped would happen has not quite happened yet, which is, you know, we in Britain, we did that easily, John. I mean, admittedly, it took us around about 700 years to do it, but we still did it, and the Egyptians might have to just tuck in for the next seven centuries. But as you say, was this a military coup? The military taking power, was it a military coup, a coup light, a bit of harmless fun, or just a bit of nostalgia for a simpler time? Because it is a fact, John, that things were so much easier in Egypt when everyone knew where they stood socially, purely by how big and pointy a pyramid they were going to be buried in. Maybe that's a lesson that we all need to take on board.
After the second round of voting, a group of election monitors headed up by ex-president Jimmy Carter voiced concerns about the political and constitutional context of the vote, President Carter said, "I'm deeply troubled by the undemocratic turn that Egypt's transition has taken." Egypt hasn't so much taken a democratic turn, Andy, as slammed on the democratic handbrake, dived out of the car and watched its election hurtle over the side of a cliff. And America itself is in a tricky spot at the moment because America loves democracy. Andy, they love democracy as much as they love hitting baseballs off aircraft carriers. And almost as much as they love chasing after those baseballs on jet skis. They love it so much that their own elections, once every 4 years, just aren't quite enough for them. They've got a wandering electoral eye, Andy, and they love meddling in other people's elections too. They've had an itchy medal finger for a while where Egypt's concerned. They covertly and explicitly supported Mubarak for 3 decades. Then, when the relationship started souring, fell in love with democracy again and got so excited at the scenes from Tahrir Square last year. But now it seems that the Egyptian people may have actually democratically elected Mohamed Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood, who could form a regime more hostile to the United States, their medal fingers seem to be throbbing a bit again, Andy. You can sense them just salivating. Oh, I shouldn't, but the fact I shouldn't makes me want to even more.
It has been an amazing time for democracy in Egypt. They apparently have voted 25 times in the past 15 months using an extremely complicated parliamentary system. John, that is too much democracy. I mean, here in Britain, and I know this is similar in America, we struggle to muster the arsedness to vote once every 4 or 5 years. In Egypt, they've been doing it almost fortnightly, although in the process it had accidentally managed to elect Tutankhamun back into office for an afternoon, in which time the long-dead boy king ruled that Bastet, the ancient cat goddess, was the hottest of all the goddesses. And turnout in the second round of the presidential election was down to 50%, with the winning candidate getting just a whisker over 50%. Of that. Now, does that sound at all familiar with an American presidential election coming up? Welcome to our world, Egypt. Welcome to our world. It's the classic pattern. Fight and die for democracy, then get rapidly, industrially disillusioned by it. But looking at the situation now, this runoff between an Islamist and a relic of the Mubarak era, is this what the protesters wanted 15 months ago? I guess it only goes to show, John, that democracy is like a puppy. It looks all sweet and fluffy when you're looking at it in the shop window, but one day it will crap all over your carpets, whittle in your favourite slippers, before proving disappointingly simplistic in conversation, increasingly attention-seeking and expensive, and then eventually it will die.
Thanks for listening. Come see me and other star buglers at the Edinburgh Fringe. Tickets are on sale now at thebuglepodcast.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.